miscellaneous staff report. Anyone, anybody?
I just wanted to give you an update that the Siegel Company will be here on July 25th to address at least three open issues. There was the interest crediting for the member accounts, you know, whether you use simple or compound interest. There's the interest rate to use for member accounts and reserves. And then there was the terminal pay issue on the basic rate, whether we should be including that assumption on the terminal pay. So those will all be presented on the 25th.
Kurt, you said July. Did you mean June?
June, July. Yes, I meant June.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most of you have had a chance to chat with Jeff Youngman. He's on board now as our new retirement investment analyst, joining Chi-Chi and myself. He's on board for 7 days, 8 days.
How's it working out?
It's working out very well.
All right.
At the June 25th meeting, Milliman's going to be here with their recommendation on a possible change in the PIMCO Stock Plus account. When we did on-site, Jerry, John Phillips, and myself did an on-site with PIMCO. They brought up another flavor of the Stocks Plus account. We kicked it back to Milliman to do an evaluation. They'll be here with a recommendation about whether or not to make that change. Thanks for everybody who completed the survey on the special board meeting topics. So we're all set for our second July meeting. We're going to have a debate on the merits of high-frequency trading. We're going to have an overview of both hidden and explicit transaction costs from being in the marketplace.
Cool.
And then we're going to have a broad-ranging discussion about the current and future role of real estate in the U.S. economy, which I think is going to be pretty interesting.
Who's coming in on the real estate?
On the real estate, DLJ, Angela Gordon, and LaSalle. Wellington had a quick announcement. They have a new managing partner. They will have a new managing partner as of July 1st. Wellington's run by, it's a partnership, but there's three of us who are managing partners. So one managing partner's coming off, one managing partner's coming on. They've done this about five times now. It's a pretty well-oiled machine. No issues there. Cortex has been reaching out to the board members to conduct interviews. We're getting to the point now where we can look at scheduling the workshop. I know I've checked a number of folks' calendars. We'll need to have an action item on the next agenda to actually formalize this, but the dates we're looking at are either July 8th or 10th, which is a Tuesday or Thursday, day before or day after our first board meeting, or July 29th through the 31st. So I would like to get a sense from the board as to what date is optimal, so we can put that out as an action item for the next board meeting.
When will we decide?
29 and 31. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
We'll formalize the date next meeting, but I'd like to
get it was clear on
hold. At the end of the month, I like to give work a lot of notice for my schedule, so I would rather do it at the end of July to give them more
preference
time.
For the end?
That'd be my preference.
The end of June?
July.
July.
Preference would be in.
So like 29, 30, 31 for the dates?
So our possible dates are July 8th or 10th or 29, 30 or 31.
I don't care. I'm available on both. Well, you know that. I told you that.
Karen, I'd prefer the 29th.
The 29th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't do the 29th.
Oh, that's true.
So Wednesday the 30th or Thursday the 31st.
Are those all day?
Houdini.
You got?
It's probably going to be a 5-hour.
That's okay. I just have a 3 p.m. and it may be canceled. I think my scheduler put on a standing meeting, but I don't think we meet in the. Don't worry about me. Let's go. I can do the 30th or the 31st.
You can tell they have a sitting meeting. It's a job.
I have a speaking engagement on the 30th at lunchtime. But
I can do that for you.
Guest appearance.
So, Will, you're not
going to
be here.
Apparently not. It's giving Karen's presentation.
Okay.
I've got to make sure. Is this a one-day thing, or you're getting open dates for it's multi?
I'd like to get narrowed down to one date so we can put an action item on the next agenda to formalize it.
Yeah, on the 30th, I have an IFEBB.
Right.
So we're looking at the 31st.
Well, I'm out of town, but do it without me. I'm out of town the 30th through the 2nd.
I'm okay on the 31st.
So it's looking like the 31st.
Looking like the 31st?
Okay.
Can we start at 9 o'clock?
I'm
oh, yeah, I'd be able to
go there.
If it's there.
The 31st.
Jerry, you weren't available until the afternoon that day?
Yeah, that's, well, let's see. I can break that if need be.
Okay. It sounds like we'll target the 31st. We'll put that on the next agenda. That's it for me.
Karen?
We have a summary prepared for you of CalPERS' recently published proposed regulation regarding what compensation counts for retirement purposes for members. You should have a memo in your box about that. That's all I have.
And so will we be scheduling that for a meeting to discuss whether or not we will entertain those differentials that PEPRA has, that CalPERS has decided on, which would be different from the vote that was taken a couple of months ago, which was base pay only. If CalPERS is allowed to do differentials with PEPRA, I would like to see if we could be allowed to do the same, and would like to bring it up for discussion. So do we need to schedule it for a board meeting down the road? Then I would like to schedule that after we read the memo and get a thing. So maybe August, the first meeting in August, because that'll give us plenty of time to look at it and read it and probably talk amongst ourselves a little bit.
Okay.
Okay? Schedule it for that? Okay.
Vicki?
The next board meeting, the auditors will be here to present the audit. We had no findings. We had two IT recommendations. And I'm setting up a Gatsby 67, 68, 88 option shelter with our sponsors.
Karen?
Nothing.
Pretty quiet in benefits? Nobody calling, no phone ringing.
I'm surprised you're here. I'm surprised you have time to come in and say hi.
Christina. Okay. Trustee Cutler.
Yeah, I have Jerry. Something. And I know this has been talked about before, and I wasn't here on the May 7th meeting when we acted on it. But and made the statement that we were going to look at those things that were spiking issues, and that we would discuss those things and maybe bring people back. I have gotten innumerable calls. I have been confronted. I've been asked about it, and a lot of people are seeking clarification on what the board is actually going to do. The memo was very general. It wasn't specific. It didn't give any particular criteria that we were looking at, unlike the on-call pay that we're talking about earlier. That was specific. And so I would like to develop a general statement to kind of put some retirees at ease. There was a general statement that was presented to two board members from RSG, was discussed with staff, needs some changes to it, and those changes are going to be made. And then when those changes are made, I want to bring it back to staff, bring it to this board so that this board can authorize that statement, which would then probably put a lot of people at ease in terms of who we're looking at. So I need that to agendize that.
We can do that on the 25th?
I would love to do it on the 25th.
The sooner the better of doing it.
So that's where I'm at. I'd like to see that agendized on the 25th. And then everybody will have a copy of the statement, then we can discuss it, and if everybody feels like it's okay, we can at least then publicize that, or at least we can go to the rep. I as a retiree rep, can go to the different retiree groups and verbally say, this is what the retirement board means. This is the criteria that we're looking at.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else? Will?
I attended an IFEBP event with Jerry, which was CAP 1. It was a great event. Learned a lot. They had a lot of very knowledgeable attorneys speak.
Yeah.
And some, one or two of them were, I think, actually the, I'm not even going to say it publicly, the actuary kind of, it was expected, but.
Yeah, the actuary was like, he wasn't Paul Angelo.
Yeah, he was not Paul Angelo. No offense to actuaries.
Sorry, John.
But it was a very good class. I enjoyed it very much, so.
I was going to give Kurt equal time here.
Anyone else? I was at Adams Street last week, and their conference is always very interesting because they not only have their employees speak, but they also bring in fund managers that they've invested in. And one of the speakers this time was John Connors, who was a former CFO and chief technology officer at Microsoft. He was employee number 300 or thereabouts, and he has now left Microsoft and is has started his own investment company called Ignition. And what he gave an overview of basically technology from the 70s up till now. And it's amazing the things that some of these companies are doing now. You know, you sit and you listen to him and you go, yeah, I've heard the name of that company. And then there's, you know, 12 companies you've never heard the name of that are doing just these incredible things that you sit back and you go, yeah, I never even knew we had a problem about that. It's one of those things. And so the conference is always very good and very entertaining as well as instructional. And Adam Street is doing very well. Personnel-wise, nobody wants to leave Adam Street once they go work for them. I was very impressed. So, any other comments? If not,
one
minute. Jerry.
I'd like to, many of you probably know InTech had a client service rep by the name of Steve Brennan, and perhaps Steve was more known for his volunteer work with Ronald McDonald House in Reno, and he also did Ronald McDonald House down at Stanford before he moved to Reno. And he's a well-known name in the industry. Well, he passed away from cancer about a week ago, which was only about 4 days away from his major fundraising event. And that was held this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I think, do you know how much they ended up raising?
They were trying to raise $100,000. I think they hit the mark. I didn't get the final number yet.
So, and that's just a common every year thing that this man had done. And he was just a bright light in the industry, especially around Ronald McDonald Houses and trying to keep them going and raise money for them. So I'd like to adjourn in memory of Steve Brennan.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. On that note, thank you everyone for your patience.
Long day.
We're good. Yeah,
it's going to be a short day.
Never going to think a meeting is going to be a breeze again.
Yeah, I know. Don't. Ever. Don't.